Welcome to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's Radio Host Extravaganza winner. Each year in the spring, we have a radio host contest. For those who've always wondered about a radio show, it's an opportunity to get their feet wet hosting their own global radio show on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Together, let's welcome these remarkable people whose goal is to make a difference in people's lives. To learn more, go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome. I'm so glad you decided to stop by and listen to my show. I'm Anna Gatman, host of Expansive with Anna Gatman, Stories of Love, Overcoming Fear, on syndicated Dream Visions 7 radio network every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific Time and 1 a.m., 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen online, on your mobile devices, in your car, or ask Alexa. To learn more about the show and for a full schedule, go to DreamVisions7Radio.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for the Omega Institute. You can find me at AnnaGatman.com. That's A-N-N-A-G-A-T-M-O-N, AnnaGatman.com. Or on my YouTube channel at Expansive with Anna Gatman. And on Facebook at Expansive with Anna Gatman again, where the radio show is posted at the top of the page, and that's where you can leave me a comment, you can recommend someone as a guest on the show, or yourself, if you would like to be a guest on the show and tell your story of overcoming your fears by choosing love. So as this is the first show, I'm going to introduce the show today, and I'm going to share with you some stories of my own. Where I chose love to overcome fear. Now, in the other shows, I will have guests, and I'll talk more about that in a moment, but this first show is me introducing the show and telling you about some of my personal stories of love overcoming fear. So I'm going to start with a story. So I have and have had a stutter. When I was a child, it was a severe stutter, and I realized even as I'm saying it, tears are coming up. Now, you probably can't hear that I have a stutter. It does show up every now and then, and many times when I talk about it, it shows up. And I also have undiagnosed learning challenges, so I really had a hard time being in school because I have a really hard time learning from frontal teaching. There in the frontal, the stutter came out. And so when I was a child, the stutter was very severe, and many times in order to get a sentence out, I would take a deep breath in, and then I'd stop my breath, like I'm doing right now, and I'd just talk quickly as I could without breathing, because when I didn't breathe and I just held my breath, I could say sentences without a stutter. But the minute I tried to breathe in and breathe out and talk, the stutter would be very severe. Now, this has been an ongoing, lifelong process of self-love and the love I have for what I want to share with the world. And that has won every time. Every time I went public and chose to do something where I had to speak, and it was scary for me to do that, I was afraid, and yet I chose to still do it. So the love for my self-expression, to be the full potential that I can be, for the wisdom that I want to share in the world, and my love for the message, for this wondrous world that we live in, and the message that I want to share, that always won while I was conquering my fears. And so I've gone on to do a TEDx talk, which, let me tell you, when I did that was really scary, because a TEDx talk is a limited amount of time. And so you have to learn your speech by heart. You cannot improvise and just be on stage and talk, because you're just going to lose it and you're going to go over time. And so I had to learn my speech by heart. And so that was 9 minutes I had to learn by heart. And because of my learning challenges, and I think that many people have that, it was really scary for me to think I'm unable to learn something by heart. And so I was terrified of doing this TEDx talk. But I felt that I had a super important message that I wanted to share, and I'm going to share it in a moment when I introduce what the show is about more. And so I did what I had to do. They told me to take a coach, and the coach broke it down into small chunks. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to be able to do this. But I realized that saying that to myself was not going to help me much. And so I did what the coach told me, and lo and behold, I learned it by heart. What I did is I recorded it once, reading it out. So first I wrote out the speech, and then I recorded it, and wherever I drove in my car, I'd listen to it, and I'd say it as I was listening to it. And I learned it by heart that way. And so the TEDx talk, you can find it on YouTube. It's called You Can Eat Your Cake and Have Enlightenment Too. And that speaks to the expansive with Anna Gatman show that I have. So in a moment to that. But so I also became a teacher. I do Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives every day. I'm on speaking events. I've spoken twice at the Commonwealth Club. These are all things that are so intimidating, and yet I have done them. And here I am doing my radio show, my own radio show, and speaking for the first time. And let me tell you, I was nervous before coming on this show, and anyone who would do this would probably be nervous. But it really is about choosing the love for yourself and for the specific situation you're in that you want to express in the world over the fear. And you know, the courage is not the absence of fear, but it's conquering your fear, using your fear to motivate you to move forward, to propel you forward and conquer your fear so that you can express yourself in the world in whatever your calling is and with whatever your gifts and medicine and talents are. So let me go now and talk about the show a bit. And so I've got my notes here because I know that no radio show host says I have my notes here, but I thought, you know what? I'm really nervous, and because of my learning challenges, I have to have my notes here. So if I lose it a bit, stick with me, bear with me, and I will come back to focus. Okay, so the show. So the show is called, first of all, Expansive with Anna Gatman. And so why expansive? You see, from my perspective, the expansive nature of reality is spiritual material unity. And what I mean by that is that we live in a culture where we've split the spiritual from the material. Spiritual, many times, is overvalued by the spiritual community and undervalued by the more material community of people. And in that split, we are destroying the world. To quote Andrew Harvey, we are so addicted to materialism or to transcending material reality that in the process, we destroy the world. And so the true nature of reality on planet Earth is spiritual material unity. That's the expansive perspective. What that means is that everything material is an expression of a spiritual idea, an idea that's happening in the ethers, in the non-material, in the non-incarnate world before it shows up here on the material world, whether it's the plant kingdom, it's a tree, and whether it's you and me. Whether it's your creations, your products, your services, your interactions, everything is first an idea, a thought, an intention, and then it shows up as an expression in the material world. And so all of my teachings and my signature course, which is the Expansive Path course, everything teaches you how to find the spiritual in the material world and not just a retreat and in a meditation retreat separate from the world and then coming back into the world and just living a material life. We need to find the spiritual in the material and the sacred in our material daily living. Otherwise, we are destroying the planet and the world, and we're miserable because we have to go on retreats to feel just a bit spiritual, to have a bit of a breath of fresh air, and then we go back to our mundane live to the daily grind, and the two don't meet. And so that's why my TEDx talk is called You Can Eat Your Cake and Have Enlightenment Too. You can both live fully in the material world and experience the expansiveness of the spiritual reality and of spiritual material unity. And so that gets played out in everything. It gets played out in your calling. So your calling has a spiritual essence, a quality that is unique to you, and that is your gift to the world. And then it can be expressed materially in many different ways. So your calling is not something you're doing outside of yourself. It's an expression of a unique quality that is your gift. Just like each flower, each tree has a unique look and a unique expression. And when we spend time in the presence of a specific flower, it evokes a specific quality or a feeling or a sense in us. Likewise, we each have a quality that we express. And so there's a spiritual quality, and then it's expressed in the material world, in your relationships, in your work, in your community, in your self-care, in your finances, in everything. So that's spiritual material unity around your calling, and that's really the focus of my TEDx talk. It shows up in meditation as well. So you see, meditation is not the end result. Meditation is a doorway to an expansive state. And what happens in an expansive state? You become aware of the larger reality. You become aware of the sacredness, the love, the creativity that has created this world, planet Earth, that we live in. And when you're in an expansive state, which you probably experience when you spend time in nature, or where you feel washed with love, or when you feel full of gratitude and appreciation for your life or for someone in your life, there are many simple ways to experience an expansive state. But when you enter this expansive state, you connect to the inner peace and the bliss and the wonder and the joy that is the promise of meditation. And so many times people get stuck on meditating and emptying their mind, which is about the hardest thing you can do, because as thinking human beings, very hard to empty our mind. But there's so many other ways that you can meditate daily while you're driving down the highway, while you're in a meeting, where you can take a moment and enter into this expansive state, tap into it, and then bring the joy or the inner peace into your meeting or into your gathering, connection with a friend, whatever you're doing. And throughout the show, we'll talk more about that. So, but I want to leave the expansive for now, and I want to go to what the focus of the other shows are all going to be about, and that is stories of love overcoming fear. And so, we live in overwhelming times. It's been building up for a while, and now with the COVID-19 world pandemic, and there's ecological meltdown, and there's social upheaval, which is scary for some, but is very empowering for many of us. But there's a lot of external reasons, and there's financial collapse. There's so much that's going on that there's a lot of fear in the air. There's a lot of worry. There's a lot of concern. There's legitimate reasons in the outside world to be fearful. But as this world is crumbling, I guarantee you there's a new world that is being born from our devotion to different causes, living our calling, standing up for social causes, for other people, if it's for Black Lives Matter, or if it's for the Me Too movement, for women, for children, for immigrants, for everyone. And so there's this opportunity to choose love over fear. But there's a lot of fear. And I feel that what we need to do today at this time in history is to hold each other's hand and together cross this narrow bridge of fear to the other side of what's possible for our world, for our planet, for humanity, for our children, for the next generation. Everything that we dream of, it is possible. We create it in small places, we create it in big ways, and at the same time, it takes time to change our consciousness. And if we don't change our consciousness, then it cannot change. There's a great movie, it's a documentary that comes out of the Findhorn Foundation in Northern Scotland. It's called Inner Climate Change. And it just came out, and it's on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube, Inner Climate Change. And it speaks about, until we don't change our inner climate crisis, the external climate crisis is not going to change. So this is all about changing our consciousness. And so the journey is one of going from fear to love. And it's really the journey of overcoming the fear that we all have, but not stopping to believe that it's possible and to take whatever step we need to take in order to move forward into what's possible for you personally, for your loved one, for the people you work with, and for the social groups that you're part of, and for social groups that you're not part of, for everyone, people you know, people you don't know, and for humanity and our planet. And so one of the ways that you can do that is the expansive method. And the expansive method is called the four keys to spiritual material balance. And I wrote a book about those four keys, which came out in August. It's going to be 3 years now. And the book is called Living a Spiritual Life in a Material World, Four Keys to Fulfillment and Balance. And so those four keys in the book just give you very concrete, simple ways of how to tap into the larger, expansive, blissful spiritual reality and how to listen to inner wisdom and outer synchronistic events and outer miracles that are happening all the time, but for you to tap into them by expanding your consciousness. And in the book, there are very simple ways of how you can expand your consciousness and be in this expansive presence, which is the first key. And so really the expansive method is how you can help yourself overcome the fear. Because what happens is that when you're in an expansive state and you feel that you're a part of something larger, you feel love, love for everything, love for yourself, and you feel you're part of something larger. And when you're in a more constricted state, you feel separated. You feel that you're alone, and you feel that you're forsaken. And so whether you try to be the Lone Ranger and fight your way and you're very successful, or you're sitting at home wondering, I don't have the courage, I don't dare, will it ever happen, all the longings, inner longings I have, will they ever occur? Wherever you are on the spectrum, it's still a consciousness of separation. And consciousness of separation brings fear. And so consciousness of love brings the consciousness of interdependence and interconnection brings a feeling of love, because you feel that you're loved and you're cared for and that it's so much bigger than you and me, but we're part of this beautiful dance and we get to create the world that we want to live in. And this time, as scary as it may seem and as overwhelming as it may seem, this is the time when everything is breaking down that you get to decide how you want to live your life. You get to decide how you align yourself to your principles and your values, and you stand up for that. And you don't need to do that alone in some rat race of finding a career that you need to build. You go out into the streets and you fight for what's important for you. Or there's social media and technology which allows us to share our message, me in this radio show, and share our message of what we stand for and what's important for us. No one else is going to come and do this for us. No one else is going to do it for me, and no one else is going to do it for you. And so the opportunity here is that you don't need to do it alone. I don't need to do it alone. We do it together. We each express it in the way, however, we're doing. I'm doing the radio show. You're listening to the radio show, but hopefully it inspires you to go off and do something that you do. But we get to do it together. So, let me see what I wanted to share more. And so I'll share just so you know about this. So there's spiritual material unity, which is the nature of reality. There's the four keys to spiritual material balance that can really help you go from the spiritual to the material using your intuition so that you don't have to just randomly take risks, but you're in this expansive state, you see the larger reality, and you get an intuitive hunch, some intuitive wisdom shows up for you, and then you take the next step and the next step. And that's how you cross that bridge, this narrow bridge of fear that is symbol or a theme in Jewish mysticism, in the Kabbalah, of crossing this narrow bridge of fear to the other side. And the most important thing is not to be afraid. As it says, it's just to walk over that narrow bridge. And so this is what the show is going to be about. People who share their stories. It can be on any area, in any area of your life, any topic, any story, something from your childhood, something happening now. I will look for guests who have a story to tell about being in one place that was more constricted, more fearful, abusive, whatever it was for them, and then the courage they had to go for their dream, to go for what they loved, for what was important for them, to get out of this place that was abusive or constricted, or where they just stayed in low self-esteem and lack of confidence, feeling unworthy. Something in them said, okay, I'm moving forward. And just this moving forward to the dream is in the expansive state. The fear is in the constricted state. And so just that walking over that bridge, and I want them to tell you what they did, how they managed to conquer their own fears, how they managed to cross this bridge with concrete tips of what they did to make it to the other side, to a more affirming, life-affirming, and loving place for themselves. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you some more stories of my own about how I chose love over fear.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD/ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Are you ready to shed those fearful, worrisome thoughts and live a more joy-filled life? From the heart of her critically acclaimed book, Starving Your Fears, author and PhD Joyce Logan is passionate about helping you to live the life you desire with wisdom, empathy, and laughter. Join Dr. Joyce on Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Starving Your Fears is all about helping each other to stop going through life white-knuckled and hanging on for dear life as we deal with so many of life's stressors. Take the journey with Joyce now and learn how to go from panic to peace in a flash.
Welcome back to Expansive with Anna Gatman, Stories of Love, Overcoming Fear, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 10 a.m., 10 p.m. Pacific time, which is 1 a.m., 1 p.m. Eastern time. So here we are. This is my first show, my first radio show, and so I decided to both introduce the show, which I just did, and to tell you stories of my own where I have chosen love and have overcome my fears with love. And so it's time for another story. And so I want to share with you a story of, so this was the biggest story, really the first big story of choosing love over fear. And it might seem like a no-brainer to you when I tell it to you today, but 30 years ago, that was a big deal. And so I was 18 years old. I just finished high school, and I was born and raised in Israel, so it was mandatory for me to go to the military service as a woman for 2 years. And my dad had been in the Air Force, and I had been brainwashed, you know, the duty to give to your country. If you're going to get the privilege of your country, you should give back. And so I was going to the Army, and I was proud of it. And life took me a different place. I was visiting Sweden, where half of my family, my mom is from Sweden, so I was on my way to the Army. I had 6 months left before I had to. I'd finished high school, and I was going into the Army 6 months later, and I went to visit family in Sweden, and I was so-called discovered by a fashion model scout, and she offered me to move to Paris and work as a fashion model. Now, I was 18. I had lived in an alcoholic family with rage. My parents had divorced. I had a stepmother who, you know, God bless her, she was, you know, textbook like the evil stepmother. But I had the duty to my country, and not coming back to Israel to go to the military service was felt like a betrayal to my culture, to my family, to my dad. But here I was given the opportunity to go to Paris and work as a fashion model. So for you, it might be like, this is a no-brainer, but it was for me because I was forced to let go of everything, my family, of my culture, of everything in order to take this huge leap. And it was a huge leap. I was 18. And, you know, I had low self-esteem. I thought I was ugly. I had freckles. I had the stutters still. When I met the agent, the modeling agent, he said, look, you have a look that's very particular, so you'll either work within 2 weeks or you'll never work. So just come for 2 weeks. So I thought, okay, I still have a month before I need to go back to Israel to the military service, so I'll go to Paris, France, for 2 weeks on my own. I didn't speak the language. You know, and it's a tough business. It's not easy. It was against my dad's recommendations. I just stopped my connection with him. He said, don't go, it's dangerous. And for 6 months, he didn't know where I was. He knew I was going to Paris, so he even left a message with the Israeli embassy in Paris in case I would contact them. But I didn't for 6 months. And so I went to Paris for 2 weeks. And I started working after 2.5 weeks and got a cover. My first job was a cover on a magazine called 16. And within a month, I was working with Elle magazine and then Marie Claire, and I did runway shows for Yves Saint Laurent and Jean-Paul Gaultier, who did the Madonna outfits. And, you know, I went into stardom in Europe very quickly. And so I ended up never going to the military service. That was the first time that I actually experienced, I didn't know it at the time, but I experienced this choosing love over fear. So here I was, I could have gone to the military service, which since then I'm really happy that I never did. But at the time, that was my duty. But this possibility was a possibility to move to Paris was to move into a bigger version of myself, something I couldn't even imagine. And so it was scary, even though in your dreams you might say, this is amazing, of course I would choose it. It is scary. And not knowing if my family or my friends would feel that I betrayed my country and I betrayed them. I didn't know that when I made the decision. Turned out that 6 months later when my dad saw pictures of me in Elle magazine, he was very proud of me showing those pictures off to everyone. And my friends loved me for who I was. But when I made the decision, I didn't know. And I left family, culture, everything. And so it was really the universe gave me the possibility to choose love for life, love for myself, over going back to what's known and what I am afraid of. So I've had opportunities like this to go from a more constricted place where I was on a track and I thought this was going to be my life, and something new happens, and the track is always something very different than what I expected. So the leap of faith to go from what's habitual, comfortable, but not that satisfying many times, to something that is unknown and yet holds the possibility of more love and self-expression and joy and happiness and success, it's always been a big leap. And yet I've taken it, but it's not been an easy journey because it's taken me, you know, a few weeks or a few months each time to make the decision because it's not been an easy decision, right? And so here is another example. So here I was, I'd lived in Paris for 10 years. I was very successful, and I thought I'd be a Parisian for the rest of my life. I felt like a Parisian. And at the same time, my life didn't have much meaning. So I was very successful financially and, you know, materially, you'd say, okay, I was successful materially. I was living a good life. But I'm very mission-driven and didn't know at the time how much spirituality and a deep inner emotional and spiritual life is important for me. And so I was always not satisfied while I was living there. Internally, I was kind of miserable, while externally, I was happy and living a very comfortable life. And so when I met this man, who I'm now going to celebrate in September, 30 years together, 30 years of marriage, 32 years together, he was living in Champaign-Urbana, which is in the Midwest in Illinois, and he was going to graduate school there. So for me to move my entire life of living a very comfortable life in Paris, working as a fashion model, to stop that and to move to Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, was a huge step. And I didn't know if it was going to work or not. So it wasn't just like dating someone in your neighborhood, someone in your town, someone from work. If it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. This was like a huge move. And again, part of me wanted something more, and part of me really wanted to stay in the comfort that I was in. It was very hard to give up my material comfort in Paris. And so what I did, and again, the expansive method, which are the four keys to spiritual material balance, those are a result partially of this, of these experiences, because I realized that there's a method to it. And so what occurred is that I scanned in my mind or in my heart, I scanned the other deep relationships I had. And so I'd been in three serious relationships before that. And when I tapped into each one of them, I had the sense that if I had married them, I would have stayed, life would not have been an adventure. It would have stayed the same way as it had been, and those relationships had ended. And so they weren't for me. But when I tapped into the relationship with my spouse now, without really knowing it, I tapped into a sense of my life with him is going to be an adventure. We're going to be on, it's going to be an adventure of both individual journeys inwards and outwards, as well as journeys together, inwards and outwards. Now, I had no clue how I could know that. There was no way for me to know that. But on that feeling, I courageously moved to Champaign-Urbana and left my life because I wasn't that happy anymore with the modeling life. It wasn't fulfilling for me, and I wanted to go back to school. And so for the first 3 months of living in Champaign-Urbana, I had stomach pain. I had acid in my stomach for 3 months, so fearful I was for the shift that I had made in my life and what I had given up. And after 3 months, it just one day, it was just gone. And 32 years later, here I am with two grown-up, amazing boys and celebrating 30 years. And so, again, a story of love overcoming fear. And these are big life changes. But these things happen on a daily basis as well, right? And so when we come back, I will share with you a few more stories about love overcoming fear. And I'll speak about what happens at that bridge between going from fear to love. And so I will share with you some tips of what you can do with when you are in this place where you're feeling, oh, there's something I want, but I'm afraid. But just the most important thing is to listen to that place that is longing, because the place that is longing is already on the other side of the bridge. It has a visual image, or it has a sound of what it sounds like, or a sense of what it feels like. It's already there, but it's here with you, stuck here, but it's already imagining what's possible. And so then your logic and everything that you're going through is going, no, 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 no. The rationale is going, no, 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 no. Not possible. I can't do this because of that. I don't have the finances for it. I can't go against my family. I can't go against my spouse. I can't go against my children. I can't go against my inner belief. All the reasons why not to. But know that the longing is already on the other side. Otherwise, it couldn't imagine it. So there's a part of you that is already there. Now you need to walk over that bridge from fear to love, for whatever it is. So when we'll come back, I will share more stories and more tips about how to move through this narrow bridge of fear.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck, in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roig DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Welcome back to Expansive with Anna Gatman, Stories of Love Overcoming Fear. This is the first episode, and I'm introducing the show and telling you some of my personal intimate stories of choosing love over fear, of courageously walking with my fear, but choosing a life that's more whole, that's more loving, that's more happy, that's more successful, that's more fulfilling, in spite of the fear and the desire to stay in the habitual, in the normal, in the familiar. And that's what the show is going to be about. My guests are all going to be stories of people who have chosen love, a love for their career or a love for a person or a love for themselves over the fear that we all have as we venture into new adventures. And so I've shared before about the expansive method. So there's the nature of reality, spiritual material unity. The expansive method is the 4 keys to spiritual material balance, and I talk about them in my book, Living a Spiritual Life in a Material World, 4 Keys to Fulfillment and Balance. And I teach, my signature course is called The Expansive Path, and I teach you, in a sense, how to live in this unity of the spiritual and the material, so you don't have to live a split life. And we take it through different areas in your life, how to live an expansive lifestyle, how to create an expansive field around you and to live in this expansive consciousness as you go about your day. And we do your expansive calling, and we practice the 4 keys to spiritual material balance. So we really learn how to live this expansive life and to walk on this expansive path. And so I want to share with you the story of how my book came to be, because it really connects to the topic of the show and also to what I teach and what I help people with. And so I was visiting the Findhorn Foundation, which is a spiritual community, eco-village, and education center in northern Scotland. And that was, I think it was like 16 years ago or so. And I attended a workshop for 2 weeks with one of the original co-founders who just passed away at age 100. She just passed away this spring. And we did a very simple meditation that was, you know, guided imagery, something you've probably done many times, something I had done. But the way it was done and the topic of it, at the end she said, this is your gateway to the spiritual reality, to the larger spiritual reality. And I thought, wait a second, I just did a guided meditation. And from that moment on, my entire belief system about spirituality and God and how it works and who can have access to their own divinity or spirituality just crumbled over the next 2 weeks of the workshop. And I decided to do my doctoral dissertation on this topic, because suddenly I realized that I'd had spiritual experiences all my life. I didn't know I had had them, but I had them. And I thought, if I've had them, because they're very daily, mundane spiritual experiences. They're not something that you think is like, wow, something really out there. We're having them all the time. And I thought, if I'm having them, then everyone's having them. So I decided to do my dissertation on discovering what are some universal principles so that people can, in a systemic way, so that people have a formula to enter this expansive spiritual reality, tap into spiritual wisdom, and bring it into their material daily living. And so I decided to do my dissertation on that. And once the dissertation was out and I had this four keys, which I call today four keys to spiritual material balance, I felt the duty, okay, now I need to write a self-help book. And so I decided to do that. Now, I'm reminding you that at the beginning of the show, I told you that I have undiagnosed learning challenges. And so, for example, I have a really hard time reading fast, and so I read very slowly. So today, with technology, I get to listen to books on audio, but I'm a very slow reader. I have a hard time focusing. I'm very innovative and creative by nature, so I have a hard time staying, keeping my butt on the chair for a long time and staying focused for a long time. And I have also, I don't know if I'm dyslexic, but I have something around reading and writing. And so for me to write a book is very challenging. But here I was. I felt a devotion for the four universal principles that I discovered in my book. I want to share them with the world. I felt this duty to share them, but I was struggling with writing the book. It was just horrendous. And so one day, and this story is in my book, I decided to meditate and ask the universe, because I had the four keys, so I knew how to tap into a larger state of mind and ask for guidance. And there's so much more I can explain about how the four keys work. So I'm leaving you not knowing exactly, but here's the story. So it was a Saturday morning. I decided to meditate. I went into a deep breathing, and I asked the universe, my higher self, whoever was going to answer, I asked, why have you given me the task of writing this book? Why have you given me the task of sharing this with the world? I'm not a good writer. It's hard for me to write. It's not my calling to write a book. I'm doing it because I'm devoted for the message. I'm devoted to the message. And you could have picked someone. There are people who write 30 books. It's like, why not pick someone like that? They're scholars and mystics. And why pick me with my learning challenges? It's so hard for me to do this. So I asked the question, and then I was quiet. And just relaxed into, and when you read my book and you find out about the four keys, you'll see that that's key number two, attentive listening. So I listened attentively, and I was quiet for a moment with my eyes closed. And then I got a very clear answer, boom, showed up. And the answer was self-kindness, self-love, self-care. And then the message began to flow with greater detail. Yes, it's hard for you to write. And yes, it's a lonely task and you're doing it by yourself. But if you take this as a practice, this will be your practice of self-love and self-care and self-kindness. Take this on as a lesson in self-kindness. Because when you write the book, you will be expressing yourself. You just discovered something, universal principles that you want to share with the world. Well, when you want to share them, these universal spiritual principles, you need to bring them down to the material world. Note, spiritual material unity here again. So one way is to write a book. So you need to write a book. That's the task. Is it hard? Yes. Is it going to be lonely? Yes. Are you going to need help? Yes. But in the process, you will bring those principles to people. So you will feel that you're serving, which is so important to you, and you will be self-actualizing. You will be expressing yourself. So keep doing it, but do it as an act of self-love, self-kindness, and self-care. And so I thought, okay, that's not an easy task, but I know that The hardest thing many times is to love ourselves. The hardest thing many times is to be kind to ourselves, to be gentle to ourselves, to bring more ease into whatever we do in the world. So I thought, okay, well, so that's why it's not easy, but let me take this on. And I went on, and eventually I found someone who helped me, and without them the book wouldn't be out, because they would come and they would sit with me for 2 hours and I'd write and they'd just be there. And if I had to think through an idea and break it down, they would help me. So I did get help along the way, and that's part of self-kindness as well. Because self-care is not just to do everything on my own, it's to say, I need help now. That's self-care too. Self-kindness is to say, don't torture yourself with something that's so hard for you. If you need an editor, take an editor. And so here we are again in the story of how I had these experiences from the first one of having to go to the military service, which is like the most constricted thing you can do in the world is going to the army, then going to become a fashion model in Paris, which is like the most free, liberated kind of thing that you can do. I had these two extremes, and I had to choose, and I chose. And then again, I was in Paris, and I was comfortable, and everything was wonderful, but inside, it was nagging all the time that I was miserable, I wasn't fulfilled enough, and I did different things, I tried different things in order to find more meaning, and I couldn't, but I was so comfortable. And Paris, as we all know, is such a magnificent place, and I just loved it there. So, but I got up and I left, and I moved to Champaign-Urbana in the Midwest in order to be with now my spouse of 30 years. And then I ended up in Findhorn and had my spiritual awakening there and discovered the four keys to spiritual material balance, and suddenly felt like, now I know what my life purpose is, to share these four keys. And then that evolved. But now I had a method. Now I had a way to tap into a larger reality, gain intuitive guidance, inner knowing, and just move forward with what the intuitive guidance was at every step along the way. And so that's really what I offer you as well, is this method of going from fear to love, going from a place where it's all familiar, but there's another part, the longing part, is seeing another possibility that is better for you, that is more life-affirming, that's going to help you grow and make you bigger and more whole and share your unique gifts and your unique talent, your unique medicine with the world, because we need everybody's talents and gifts and medicine in order to heal our world and in order to thrive on this magnificent planet that we've been given. And so there I went, step by step by step, the book, then the TEDx talk, now the my signature course, the Expansive Path course, and here I am doing a radio show, which I'll tell you, I never had a dream of doing a radio show. That was not something that I planned or that I wished for. Neither did I have to do a TEDx talk, but it just felt like that's what I need to do. Neither did I ever want to do a PhD, but I thought to talk about spiritual issues and have PhD at the end will give me more authority, so I'll do my PhD. So you see how much I picked love for the universe, for you, for me, for my children, for your children, for humanity. And I'm willing to go through a lot of, I'll be honest and say, courageous things in order to allow for this, to open the space and hold the door open for what's possible for you, for your loved ones, again, the people you work with, the planet, humanity, nature. And so that is what my show is going to be about. People telling their stories of courage. And I invite you, if you want to tell your story, you can go to my Facebook page. It's Expansive with Anna Gatman. The top post there is the radio post,
And underneath that, you can leave me a comment. If you want to recommend someone, if you want to be the one who you feel you have a story that is meaningful for people and could inspire people. This show is about walking together hand in hand from where we are today, everything that's crumbling, everything that is going on, but together holding each other's hand and crossing the narrow bridge of fear to the other side of what's possible for you, for me, for humanity, for our planet. So, thank you for listening to my show. I am reminding you that it is on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific time, which is 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern time. The show is on the Dream on syndicated Dream Visions 7 radio network, and you can listen to it online, on your mobile devices, in your car, or you can ask Alexa. And you can find out more about, as I advance forward and continue, there'll be episodes from previous months, and so you can learn more about the show, what it's about, and about me and my guests. And for the full schedule and past episodes, you can go to dreamvisions7radio.com. That's 7 with a number. So dreamvisions7radio.com. Thank you for listening to the show. If you like it, please share it. Tell people about it so we can together cross this bridge of fear to the other side, to the glorious other side. And I hope you come back for the next episode next month. Blessings.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.